The referee looks around, counts all the players, blows his whistle, and we're underway.
This time, Mansfield Town have got a free kick. I suppose if Mansfield Town score from this free kick, everything might change about the referee's performance, according to some of the fans sat around me. O'Neill, though, 25 yards out, might have a shot on goal, might chip into the back post. What's he going to do? He has a shot, goes to the near post, and O'Neill scores! What a free kick by Luke O'Neill! 25 yards out, right-footed, and it reached the top left-hand corner. And I'll tell you what, you might as well have three goalkeepers in goal. None of them would have saved it. That patchy home form has come back to haunt Mansfield Town. It's currently Alfreton Town 1, Mansfield Town 0. The man, Anthony Brown, scoring for the visitors from about 10 yards out. Mansfield Town just didn't get the ball out of their box. The ball looped up into the air, and Brown got his header on target, and it went past the despairing left-hand dive of Alan Marriott in goal for the Stags this afternoon. 27 gone here in the second half. I say it's tight, but Mansfield Town have hit York City on the counter-attack. Verma to shoot, and Verma scores from 18 yards out. York City caught on the counter-attack by Mansfield Town. They broke forward courtesy of Green and Verma. Green played the ball inside to Verma. Verma just on the 18-yard line, looked up, left-footed, put it past Ingham. Meikle midway inside the Braintree half, now level with the 18-yard line, still on this touchline, still in possession, right-footed, crosses the ball. McDonald not sure what's happening. Can Green score? Yes, he can! McDonald is at fault for that goal, but Matt Green won't give a damn. Alfreton Town are giving the 11 men of Mansfield Town the runaround. Can that change, though, as Paul Connor, was he brought down? Yes, he was! Mansfield Town have got a penalty, and they might just have got themselves a lifeline in this game. Green steps up slowly. Green. He goes left, and he scores with his right foot, and Mansfield Town may have just got themselves back into this game. Corner for Mansfield Town, far hand side, right footed into the box. Connor's there, Connor heads the ball! Oh, that was so close by Paul Connor. They've lacked any sort of passion, direction or intent, and Futch has given the ball away in the centre of the park, straight to Clancy. Clancy to Brody on the 18-yard line. Can Brody shoot? Yes, he does. And it's only because Brody can't hit a barn door at the minute that it's not Mansfield Town 0, Fleetwood Town 3. Utterly shambolic from the Stags this evening. They've been all at sea. Lincoln playing from right to left in this first half. The corner's away on that far-hand side in front of the Mansfield Town fans. The ball comes in, and that was heading towards the near post. And it could still do, as Lincoln haven't got this ball away, and Marriott's had to make a fantastic save. O'Neill plays a lovely ball out to Meikle on this near-hand side. Meikle up to the byline. Can he get the ball into the box? He gets it to Green. Can Green shoot? Green does shoot. York City brought the ball back to Dyer. Could Dyer get it to Verma? Verma having a go. And it goes straight into the arms of Ingham. And now Ingham sends the ball downfield. End-to-end stuff here at Field Mill between Mansfield Town and York City. It's Mansfield Town 1, York City 0, though. But Blair's through on goal. Matty Blair with a shot straight to Alan Marriott.